This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
My name is Dean Yao. I'm a technical marketing manager here at VMware, and I'll be speaking about VMware fault tolerance. And with me, I have Azmir Mohammed.
Hi, Dean. It's Azmir Mohammed from VMware also, and I'm a senior product manager.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Azmir. So first, I'm going to just go through a high-level description of what VMware fault tolerance is, and then we'll kind of talk about what VMware data recovery is and how it can help your business. So VMware fault tolerance, or VMware FT, is our new leading-edge technology that provides continuous availability for any kind of application whenever a server failure occurs. To accomplish this, VMware FT creates a live secondary copy of a virtual machine that we keep in virtual lockstep synchronization with that primary virtual machine. And this lockstepping technology is based on our vLockstep technology, which was the basis of our prior technology we developed for our workstation product, and this was called Record Replay. So then in the event of any kind of hardware failure, VMware FT will instantaneously and transparently fail over from between the primary and secondary VMs.
So Dean, so you know this is unlike VMware HA, where you literally had to restart the virtual machine on the second host, VMware FT, you're in lockstep. So if I'm a customer running an app on that VM, I don't really see that failover occurring.
Exactly. So the end user doesn't know what's going on in the background. It's completely transparent to the end user. So let me just give you an example. If the server running the primary VM fails, the secondary VM will automatically and immediately take control without any kind of data loss or disruption to the applications that are running in that VM. And the way we do this is through our vLockstep technology, as I described. What is happening is that all the non-deterministic execution instructions are being passed from the primary to the secondary VM, and the secondary re-executes all of those instructions. So that's what I'm talking about with vLockstep technology.
Got it. Well, you know, this is, I talked to a lot of customers that have workloads that are super critical that need this kind of uptime, and I think this is great for them.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. VMware FT really gives you a bulletproof protection for your most mission-critical applications.
Great. Can I ask a couple of questions
on
the front?
Yeah, go
for it. So how does VMware fault tolerance differ from vMotion?
Yeah, so we actually get this question quite a lot. vMotion, as you may know, is a technology we introduced a while ago,
Yep. And
that is really used for planned downtime. And what I mean by planned downtime is that, let's say you have to perform any kind of maintenance to a physical server. Well, you don't want to shut down your VMs because of that. You want to use vMotion to migrate your VMs off of that server onto other healthy servers, perform your maintenance on that server, and then eventually you may want to migrate with vMotion those VMs back onto the newly maintained or newly repaired server.
Right.
So vMotion is used for planned downtime. On the flip side, VMware FT is used for unplanned downtime. Remember I mentioned that FT maintains a secondary copy of the VM that is always in virtual lockstep with the primary?
Yep.
Well, that is used for unplanned downtime so that this kind of automatic failover can happen without any kind of data loss or any kind of interruption.
Right.
Service.
So you know, examples of unplanned downtime would be if I'm patching, if I'm just doing sort of, you know, regular maintenance that requires me to, you know, so evacuate the VMs, I would use vMotion. But
Right. Fault
tolerance would be in the cases where, you know, something happens outside of my control.
Exactly.
And the feature protects against
that. Exactly. That's the biggest difference. Although they do leverage similar underlying technologies, they are really meant for different use cases.
Got it. So if I'm a customer and I'm trying to enable, you know, VMware fault tolerance, what are the requirements for that?
Right. Another good question. And so I want to go through some of the requirements on the ESX host side of things, as well as the virtual machine requirements, because there are some on both sides. So on the host side, we require that the host use any new processor from AMD or Intel, and specifically I'm talking about AMD Barcelona or beyond, and Intel Penryn processors or later, okay? And these processors must have their hardware virtualization enabled. And what this means on the Intel side is Intel VT or AMD V on the AMD side. And another requirement for the hosts that are running your primary and secondary virtual machines is that these hosts have to be connected to shared storage, but this can be either Fibre Channel, iSCSI, or NAS. And another requirement is that you have to have two FT logging NICs between your primary and secondary host, and we're recommending at least 1 gigabyte per second or better. But you can definitely use the FT logging NICs and share that with your vMotion traffic. Use the same vMotion mix.
So just to quickly summarize, it sounds like one, you got to make sure the CPU that's in your servers are up to the rev that we need to.
Right.
Second, you got to have shared storage.
Right.
You can leverage what you have today. So if I've got iSCSI, Fibre Channel, NAS, that all works.
Right.
And then the third is around the networking. Make sure that I've got the channels for that.
Exactly. So those three are your sort of physical requirements. Also, on top of that, on your cluster side, the ESX build, the software builds have to be the same software builds in your HA cluster or your FT cluster. And also, your cluster has to be HA enabled. So FT is really built on top of our VMware high availability or HA technology. Okay, so your cluster has to be HA enabled. And from the cluster and host side, that's it. Now, on the VM side of things, there's a couple of requirements. The first one is the VMs have to be one virtual CPU, all right?
Yep.
And also the disks, the virtual disks have to be thick provisioned.
Okay.
All right? And so those are the two, you know, strict requirements. The other one is that we highly recommend, as we do with any virtual machine, that VMware Tools is installed and updated to the latest version.
Got it. And so just to recap then, we got to enable it at the cluster level for FT. You have to make sure that the VMs themselves have particular properties.
Right.
One vCPU
thick
provision disk.
Right.
And then obviously you got to make sure that VMware Tools is updated.
Right. That thick provision disk one, we make it easy for you. So when you actually enable a VM for FT, we'll ask you whether it's thick or thin. If it's thin, we can automatically convert it to thick for you.
Oh, that's great. That's a great ease of use functionality we added in.
Exactly.
Great. All right. One last thing here.
All right.
You don't
sure.
mind. So can you tell fault tolerance where to put the secondary VM, or does fault tolerance automatically choose the location on its own?
You're full of great questions today. So during the creation of the secondary VM, its placement will be automatically based on any available hosts in that cluster. Of course, it won't be placed on the same host as your primary VM, because then
that's a good thing, right?
If that host fails, of course, both your secondary and primary are gone, okay?
Right.
So we've definitely got that covered. So once your secondary is created and placed, you can always move it around with vMotion like you would normally do with any VM. Even your primary VM can be moved around. So secondary and primary can be moved around any time, just not to the same host.
Excellent. Wow, you know what? This is great. I haven't played around with fault tolerance, but definitely piqued my interest at this point.
Yeah, definitely. So one thing I want to mention, Asmir, is I do want to plug our VMware FT website. So you can find out much more details at www.vmware.com/products/fault-tolerance.
Got it.
All right, and a lot of good stuff there.
What am I going to find there? Am I going to find...
You'll find our newest white paper there on fault tolerance. You'll find some demos and a lot of description on what's coming out with fault tolerance.
Cool. All right. I'm going to visit there.
All right. So let's talk about the other side of control is VMware Data Recovery. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So it's a backup recovery product, and really it's got three main tenets that make up the product. One is around, it really is a fast way to backup recover your virtual machines. Second is around simplicity of configuration and simplicity of management of backup and restore operations. And third and final is the way that we use disk as the destination and how we efficiently manage the disk using data deduplication. So if I were to drill down on underneath there, Dean, the first thing we do is we take a snapshot, right? A fundamental piece of what we do here for virtual machines. Then because of that, you are really impacting virtual machine very little. You take the snapshot, and when you're done, you release the snapshot to go do what it needs to go do, and then we go ahead and start streaming the data from the snapshot onto the disk.
Right.
So, not impacting there. Second thing, and this is another nice thing about virtualization, since we do the snapshots on the outside, we don't really care about the guest operating system. So really, any guest that you have today running in your virtual machine, data recovery can back up.
So you can snapshot any kind of Linux, any flavors of Linux, any flavors of Windows.
Absolutely. Okay. And then third is we don't really care what the powered on state of the VM is. It could be suspended, it could be on, or it could be off, and we'll still continue with the backup because snapshots allow us to go do that.
Right. Okay.
So that's nice. I think for a lot of customers that are used to sort of limitations that are in the physical world, once you look at some of these benefits that virtualization brings you, all of a sudden it sort of opens up a whole dimension of ways to run backups on your machines.
Right, and these snapshots are basically what our customers are used to before. You know, our snapshot technology is carried over.
Absolutely. You know what? One thing we wanted to do was to leverage the maturity of some of these platform features, snapshots being one,
okay,
and really build us, you know, a great product on top of that. You know, the second thing we did, and really was to try to make the product set and forget, really make it super simple for you to configure the backup jobs, and also, more importantly, on the restore part, because people don't really plan for restores, right?
You know,
sort of to your point around unplanned downtime,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
If it happens, you need to be able to just go in and find the file of the VM you want to restore and restore it. And so we've done a lot of things relative to that. So the first thing on the configuration, there's really two components here. There's a virtual appliance, and then there's a UI plugin. So it's super easy for you to go install the product. Not a lot of configuration required whatsoever. Second thing, go ahead.
Sorry, so when you say set and forget, you mean the initial configuration you set, and then you don't need to perform any kind of, you know, adjustments or maintenance to that?
Yeah. You know, so the example I always give is, you know, when you create a backup job, if you put the backup job at the very top of the inventory tree, let's say it's the cluster or the resource level, no matter what you do to the objects underneath it, so whether you provision new VMs or you delete VMs or you add new data stores and whatnot, we'll automatically capture that. And so, you know, for us, it sort of matches again to the theme of what we've been trying to do with vSphere, right? Sort of this, you know, this continuous substrate that just self-manages and automates itself. So we just want to make sure that we, you know, we take advantage of that.
Right.
Another nice thing that we do is because we're tied to vCenter server, when you initially install the product, we automatically import the inventory of the virtual machines out there. So you don't have
great to
go find
them. Yeah, that's convenient. Yeah, very convenient.
Yeah, and so we think because of that and the things that we mentioned about the components and the UI being wizard driven, super simple for somebody to just come in, set it up, and ready to go. Another thing I do want to mention also is, as you mentioned, the virtual machines don't really stay on a particular host
right,
the duration of his life. They go back and forth.
Yep, that's the whole point of clusters. You know,
yeah,
you don't know where the user don't know where the virtual machines are in the cluster, and they're not really supposed to.
Right, exactly. And we sort of wanted to take that a step forward here with backup recovery, is that we'll go ahead, because of Virtual Center, we'll go ahead and be able to track where these virtual machines are. And again, we'll continue doing backups and recovery for them.
Great.
And then the final thing is around disk. We, you know, we all know, as you mentioned, right, for fault tolerance, you need shared storage. That gives a lot of benefits to our customers. I know a lot of our customers invest in that infrastructure. For backup, we also want to make sure that we sort of use the advantages that's there. So the nice thing about using disk as a destination, we can stream multiple backup jobs to the disk at a given time. And, you know, you've probably done backups to tape, right?
Yeah.
It streams, it's very slow, it's unreliable.
Yeah.
Very painful, and so for us, using disk is going to be a big step forward for us. But we didn't want to be elitist about it. So not only do we support, you know, SAN, whether it's iSCSI, Fibre Channel, NAS, NFS mounts,
right,
we'll also even support Windows shares. So for our customers that are on the lower end of the spectrum, where they don't really have a huge investment in disk, they can use the Windows shares as a destination target for these backups.
A lot of different options then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We want to make sure that it's very broad base. And then finally, because we ship data duplication as part of the product, it's on and it's free, mm-hmm. We can get probably between 5 to 10x storage savings by not storing that same file multiple times.
Oh, okay.
So you know that's a key advantage that we see for the product.
Definitely.
We're very excited. You know, just like you are with FT, I'm very excited about VMware Data.
Yeah, sounds really powerful. So okay, so I'm thinking about another backup utility or tool we have, VMware Consolidated Backup. Now, how is VMware Data Recovery positioned? Is it meant as a replacement for VMware Consolidated Backup?
No, not at all. So VMware Consolidated Backup and its successor, which is called vStorage APIs for Data Protection, that continues to ship with every single edition of VMware vSphere. So customers that have invested in that will continue to be able to use that. We see VMware Data Recovery primarily for new customers, the ones that are just embracing VMware vSphere, that are looking for a super simple way to back up and recover their VMs. So you know, we see, you know, those products sort of continuing side by side for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Now, you mentioned VMware vSphere. Is VMware Data Recovery included in VMware vSphere? I remember you mentioned that It was a virtual appliance as well as some a plug-in to the UI, perhaps?
Yeah. So they VMware Data Recovery will be included in certain VMware vSphere editions, and specific details are found on VMware.com.
Okay. All right. Okay, so one more question I was thinking about as you were describing VMware Data Recovery is, you know, from a customer perspective, what kind of workloads or what kind of applications are really best protected by this new tool, this new technology, VMware Data Recovery?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I really can't think of a workload that we can't protect.
Okay.
And so the goal here is to provide sort of that minimal layer of protection against unplanned downtime, right? So, you know, if you look at it, we want to make sure that we have a backup of every single VM that resides in the vCenter inventory so that way, if anything does occur, there is this insurance policy for our customers to go back and retrieve a copy, a good copy, working copy of that virtual
right,
machine.
Right, right. Okay.
So we think it's very broad-based because of that.
Yeah, definitely. So these two solutions, VMware FT, VMware Data Recovery, is really meant for any kind of application, you know, any kind of guest OS, and really flexible and gives you tons of control, sounds like, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it, VMware Fault Tolerance and VMware Data Recovery. These will be included in VMware vSphere.
For more information on vSphere, please visit www.vmware.com/go/vSphere.